This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Wait, everyone wait a second. Hold on. Was that a new ENN intro that I missed completely?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was a remix
gorgeous
in there?
Gorgeous, too.
On a remix, I change it up every now and again.
I'd like to hear it again.
Would you like to hear it again?
Run it back, please.
All right, here we go.
DJ Remo!
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg! ENN's at six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
From the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum. That
was
that
good.
Guy's name is.
Wow. That laugh was a long time ago.
That was tight.
That's beautiful. That is beautifully done. And ENN tonight is brought to you by D'Agostino and Associates, the injury firm, 888-24-LAW-24. Bite back.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
And also, guys, if you want to relive, or not even relive, live for the first time, the Michael Kay Show 20th anniversary, you can catch all the behind the scenes. Now, I thought this was like a couple of clips.
It's more than clips.
Oh, no, it's like a whole show. I just went and checked it out. It's a bacchanal, Don. Go to the ESPN New York app. You download the app, scroll to where it says Unplugged. You'll see the 20th anniversary logo. And there are two episodes, essentially two like 30-minute shows. It's our entire thing. Really high quality video and audio. It's fantastic. So check that out. And it's all brought to you by Jackpocket. You can play official state lottery games like Powerball and Mega Millions on your phone. Download the Jackpocket app. Get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket free using the code ESPN. 18 and older to play. If you or somebody knows a gambling problem, wants help, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. And now I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Stop drinking that while the mic is on. We hear your ice dropping. What's with you?
And good evening to Michael.
Mr. Venmo.
And to Michael and Andrew.
God hates me.
Yeah, now I hate you.
And to Don.
He's a waif of a man.
And to myself. I want to finish you guys off this weekend.
That's what they say when a rabbit goes to the bathroom in the Antarctic. It's ice droppings.
Huh? Wow.
It's a dad joke.
Yeah, that was really rough.
It's a dad
joke. I'm going to say right now. When Don leans into the dad joke,
it's so bad.
It's like...
Mine's at least humorous.
You know, no. Yeah, yours, you have the occasional, like, every 6 month Oscar gamble.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say Don is playing at a 90% horrible rate when he goes to the dad joke. It's rough. Now, if you could, Don, if you could have them go ahead and just turn down the noise there in that stadium for a moment, I'd appreciate it.
Why is it only at what Madison Square Garden? He does road games. They don't do it as much as the Garden.
No, the Garden's very consistent with that. They need to play music all day long.
They barely open the doors. The 12 people have got to their seat, but they have to be entertained by music that nobody's ever heard before.
You know what they should do is actually play the show on the big screen.
Oh, I see that. Yeah. People would understand the importance.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
The pinhead suit's got to get on the phone.
Now, I do want to start off ENN by saying something that maybe there are people out there who are not on social media, and so they missed it, and we have not mentioned it today. We were all just absolutely punched in the gut at the beginning of the holidays when we found out that our dear friend Harry from Inglewood passed away. Everyone who listens to the show knows what a part of the show Harry was. And if you listen regularly, you heard his final call to the show, which was just a couple of days before vacation. He told Don and I, Michael had left for vacation. He told Don and I that he wasn't feeling well. And at the time, I didn't think all that much of it. And then after hearing the news, I went back and listened, Michael, and it sounded like in some ways he knew that was going to be his last call. He made sure to mention you, even though you weren't there.
And Andrew.
And Andrew Gunling. I really can't express properly in a few words here how much we loved Harry. And not just because he was like an avid listener. And not just because he was so good to me personally and always treated me with such respect and was so kind, which I don't always get from callers on this show. It wasn't just that. It was, to me, Michael and Don, what made Harry so special was his approach to sports.
And life.
And life. He was an older gentleman, 99 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I know off the top of my head his favorite athletes were Steph Curry and Roger Federer. He wasn't someone who sat there pining for the days of Mickey
Joe
Mantle.
DiMaggio,
and Joe.
Right.
He really just loved sports for what it was.
He could have pined for Babe Ruth. He was 99. Yeah.
Right, he really could have. Yep. And he didn't. He was just an amazing guy. Came out to our events. And I'm not even just saying this. I truly feel honored that we got to know him at this stage in his life.
I'm so sad. The thing that saddened me the most, we always joked at the last Beach Bash, he was going to be there for his 100th, and we were sure of it. You know, oh, you'll be here for sure. I hope I make it. And he's just such a very nice man. And, you know, always appreciated being part of our, you know, radio family. And we did love him. And he accomplished two things I thought of. I think that he got you over the hate of the elderly, Peter. You're not a big fan of the elderly.
Well, him and Edith yeah. really came together.
You really, really, I think you've come around on the elderly. And number two, and Don, I think you'll appreciate this because you know me longer than Peter. So we were exchanging emails and tweets with his family, and his granddaughter, I believe, said to Peter, "I just want you to know you are always his favorite." And that pissed me off. I mean, it just brought me back to me that why? Why would he be the favorite and not me? So it shows you what a child I am, even in a moment of mourning, Don.
You're always keeping score again.
Harry would
in Michael's world, they never postpone the game.
No. And Michael's, you know, Michael is like my mom often said, Michael is the bride at every wedding and the corpse at every funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's. But the thing I took in that last call, and I was here at the Garden. You know, Peter was home, and we took his phone call. And again, I didn't think anything of it at the time because he had been, you know, he's 99 years old, and he was fighting. And they sent Anthony sent the last call to me. I'm sure he sent it to all of us.
Yeah.
And when I listened to it back, and Peter, I don't know if you were struck by this too. You know, clearly he didn't come to the 20th anniversary, and clearly we, you know, felt that he was fighting with something.
And that really bothered him that he didn't.
Yeah.
Because he remember, Peter, we were joking around because he said he was on steroids, and we were joking about the steroids. And I thought, here's a guy 99 years old, clearly not well, but he's still fighting. You know, he's taking stuff. He wanted to just, he loved life, and he's not, like you said, not your typical older guy. He was into to new stuff. He was into the new game. He wasn't constantly reminding you of how things were back in his day.
I've been a fan since.
So missed. He's going to be really.
You know what I found out about him? We kind of did a deep dive with his son sending us a long email. He had a heart attack at 44.
Yep, changed his life.
And he said, you know, I got to change my life, and got into tennis and played tennis actively till he was 95 years old. He changed his life. He had a heart attack at 44 and then got into being a health kick.
It's really wild to think that he played tennis for 51 years, and he didn't start until he was 44. Older than I am right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was truly
a special guy. Yeah.
He was an inspiration. His energy was so contagious. That clip I posted on my Twitter page, or maybe one of our listeners posted and I stole it, of him making fun of Michael when he came on at the Beach Bash and said, you know, I love this show, but said, you know, my one issue, Michael, is that I'm on your show more than you are.
Yeah, you know, good shot.
He was sharp. He was funny. He was just a special guy.
And you were his favorite.
And I was his favorite. And you know what? I think I was Edith's favorite as well.
No, I'm not sure about that.
But we lost.
Morris didn't like you. But although we have not been able to pin down what happened to Morris.
It is strange, though, because Andrew Gundling said something in text to us that I thought was really telling. He said, you know, he lived to be 99, and you should be happy when someone lives that long. He's like, but with Harry, you just can't help but still be sad.
Right.
It's still sad.
You know, you feel like he still had something to give.
He did.
Yeah.
He still had gas in the tank, man. So we say rest in peace.
Rest easy.
Rest easy to Harry from Inglewood Cliffs, a great, great man.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, last night, of course, we all know one of the most shocking scenes we've ever seen on Monday Night Football when DeMar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills went down. Apparently now we know, due to cardiac arrest, that may have been caused just by freakish timing of the contact that he made with Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins. One of the people who was fantastic last night in having to pull it together and deliver good coverage was our own Lisa Salters. Here's Lisa. Last night.
Just again, wanted to underscore just the emotion down here on the field, particularly on the Bills sideline. Something unlike anything I'd ever seen before. We heard Booger McFarland saying from the studio that we've seen players get hurt before. We've seen players look concerned about their teammates, but this was something completely different. Guys were absolutely devastated. You could see the pain and the anguish on their faces. You could see the concern and the worry. And just to underscore what we've been saying since this happened, we're all just praying for DeMar Hamlin.
A statement today from the family of DeMar Hamlin. On behalf of our family, we want to express our sincere gratitude for the love and support shown to DeMar during this challenging time. We are deeply moved by the prayers, kind words, and donations from fans around the country. We also want to acknowledge the dedicated first responders and healthcare professionals at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center who have provided exceptional care to DeMar. We feel so blessed to be a part of the Buffalo Bills organization, to have their support. We also want to thank Coach Taylor and the Bengals for everything they've done. Your generosity and compassion means the world to us. Please keep DeMar in your prayers. We will release updates as soon as we have them. Thank you. And, Michael, it seems like things have been stabilized a bit, but he's still in critical condition, and we still don't have an update of where things stand right now.
You know what? We're not doctors. We can't certainly speak to this in detail, but you kind of think, you know, just rational thought, that the longer he's stabilized, the better, I guess, it could be.
That's how it feels.
I hope. Again, we don't know. But
at the same time,
I didn't have that good feeling when he was, you know, when it was happening at, you know, 9:15 last night.
And I will say this, you know, read into this however you want. The NFL has decided the Bills-Bengals game will not resume this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to take from that. And again, we're not going to speculate. I just assume that it's a touch and go situation. So everyone's just praying for the best and that we get good news. The story you told, Michael, the most encouraging thing I've heard all day was the story you told about Chris Pronger.
Yeah.
If you want to retell that.
Yeah. Not to get into the specifics of what it is, but if you get hit at the right time or the wrong time in your chest when your heart is resetting or in the middle of a beat, it could stop your heart. And it did with Chris Pronger. And he was revived and he ended up back on the ice a couple of weeks later and ended up playing 12 more years and played himself into the Hall of Fame. So there is hope, because you hear cardiac arrest right away. Well, this kid, let's hope he lives. He'll never play again. Maybe he will.
Well, the thing is obviously the reason they didn't move him for so long is the best care he could possibly get was in that immediate moment on the field. And now he's 24 years old. His body is strong. Hopefully he'll have a chance to be able to bounce back from this. You think about the accidental deaths we see because of that timing of the heart being hit at a specific moment. You know, if that happens at a little league game or high school game, you may not have the personnel, the people, to be able to get to them as quickly as possible. But he was in the best care possible after he had contacted and fell to the surface. So again, just like you said it, Michael, we're not doctors, but the feeling is, I guess, the longer he can go, he's in great care, that he will be able to get out from this. But it's still, when you're in critical condition, you know, until you're out of it, you still have to wonder.
Well, so we all send our sincere best wishes out to DeMar Hamlin and his family. Now, one thing that we didn't mention at all today, because we've been inundated with all the information on this and so many other things, is the just clown show moment, I'm sorry, from Kayvon Thibodeau during the Colts game. After absolutely leveling Nick Foles with a great hit, but one that really took Nick out. Apparently, I mean, he says he doesn't realize what was happening, but he hit snow angels on the ground right next to Foles while Foles is writhing in agony.
Right.
It was about as unclassy a thing as I've seen on the field in a long time.
Well, Jeff Saturday, you know, said
ripped
it was,
him and should
ripped
have.
Him, and a lot of the Colts ripped him. And Jeff Saturday ripped his own offensive lineman. He said, why didn't they, you know, protect their quarterback there, like go
mean,
after him?
Yeah. You mean for celebrating?
Yeah. No. The Colts offensive lineman
right.
not jumping on Thibodeau.
For celebrating.
Right. So then yeah. Thibodeau says he didn't know what was going on. Okay, so you have to take him at his word. But then he got up and knew what was going on. The guy was still on the ground. And he went off to the sideline and did Steph Curry's, like, go, I put him to sleep sort of thing. Kayvon has to watch. He's got a world of talent. Don't become that guy. Just don't become that guy. That's not a great look. And you could tell that Dable was not thrilled with it either.
Here's Saturday.
Yeah, tasteless from the celebration afterwards. Just, you know, trash. Not a fan of it at all. Yeah, disappointed from the O-line perspective and for teammates in general. We protect our own, man. I mean, y'all know me, man. I've been here a long time, so you know, I'm just going to tread lightly. Obviously, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, it was. I'll tell you one thing about Kayvon Thibodeau. My early impression: he could be one of the sickest defensive talents this team has had in years, and he can also. He could be a real nozzle, dude. I hope that dude. Maybe this experience will teach him a lesson. But he has a little bit of a his stuff doesn't stink kind of approach to the way he sees the world. That's at least how it feels on the outside looking in. But he's an incredible talent.
Peter and I don't want to give away a lot of detail. We saw it firsthand at camp, the kind of nozzle that he can be.
I think he wants to just be famous.
He's
big on being famous.
Well, that's fine being famous. I get it. But there's a reason why he was available to the Giants, because I think there were a lot of teams that passed on him, not because of his abilities, but because – there might be a little bit too much nozzle for a lot of coaches.
That's a lot of nozzle, though, for
people
to pass.
I mean, let's tie this all together. Can you imagine, God forbid, if what happened to the kid yesterday happened to Nick Foles and he's doing snow angels, what a look that would be? I mean, all these players are praying that somebody's down, and this guy's doing that, looking like a clown. That's not a great look.
No, he would have never recovered, God forbid, if that was the situation.
No.
That will do it for this abbreviated ANN. It's all presented by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. Almost 35 years of getting accident victims. Thank you. Every dollar they deserve. Offices throughout New York and New Jersey. Thank you, Michael. And Don, 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino, bite back.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.